91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson. Alejandro Escovedo, thought I'd let you know a new version of that song found on Alejandro's most recent album, Echo Dancing. And Mr. Escovedo right now in the studio with me here on the home stretch on KXCI. My name's Hannah. I appreciate you supporting independent radio and making beautiful moments like this possible. Alejandro plays on the plaza at Hotel Congress tonight in a KXCI Presents show. Show starts at 7:30. And Dave Gonzalez of the Paladins will be opening. Alejandro has had many honors over the years, including being inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame in 2021 and the Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2023. We're going to listen to another song from his new album, but first wanted to talk with him a little bit more about your amazing history. I was thinking earlier today about your musical family. It seems like nearly everyone in your primary, your brothers were in Santana. You had other brothers in punk bands. And, you know, I think it's amazing that it wasn't this morning or anything, but it was just a few years ago that I realized that Sheila E. is your niece.
That's correct, yes.
I mean, come on with the family history and all that. So obviously that must have informed your initial direction towards music, and especially having different family members interested in such different genres. How has that thread of family run through things kind of currently for you? Is that still something that's a big part of what you do?
You know, it's funny because coming from, there was 13 of us, and eight of us became professional musicians, you know. And it was funny because when I was a kid, I just wanted to be a surfer and a baseball player, you know. And I played guitar a little bit, like in a surf band and such, you know. And then kind of gave it up, but always collected records, right, you know. So growing up in Huntington Beach, being a surfer and kind of having a Keith Richards haircut and wearing green velvet suits on Pacific Coast Highway was not, especially being Mexicano or Chicano, right? Wasn't the most popular thing to do right at the time, you know? And so I always loved records, but I really wanted to be a filmmaker, you know? 1975 after 74, we saw Patti Smith at the Whiskey A Go Go. Then there was a show at the Palladium called The Trash Dance, which was supposedly the death of glitter rock. And it was the Stooges with Ray Manzarek on piano, the GTOs, the New York Dolls, and the Hollywood Stars, right? And right after that, I hitchhiked to Marin County to meet my friend who I'd met in Huntington Beach. We decided we were going to make a movie loosely based on Fellini's 8 1/2, but we called it 18 1/2 because it was about a kid who believes that true rock and roll could only be made by adolescents, right? And so he's starting to grow out of that period, and he hooks up with the worst musicians in the world, you know. And the musicians were so bad, supposedly in this movie, that we thought we could be them, you know, because we thought we looked so great.
Excellent casting.
Yeah. And that began The Nuns, you know. And The Nuns became the first band, one of the very first three bands to play the Mabuha, you know, and began the San Francisco punk scene, you know. But I really never took, at that point, you know, we were just having fun, you know. And I hadn't written a song. I didn't write a song until I moved to Austin. And I left Rank and File and began the Troubadours with Javier, my brother, who was from the Zeros, right? So I didn't write my first song until I was like 30 years old, you know, and that began a long history of songwriting now, you know. But I was fortunate in that I fell into Austin in 1980, and the city was just full of the greatest songwriters, in my opinion, you know. Of course, Guy Clark, Willie Nelson was still hanging out, Joe Ely and Butch Hancock, Jimmy Dale. There was just Pat Mears, and Lucinda was busking on the drag when I first moved there, You know, I used to see her back. Towns, I used to see hang out with him at backyard parties and barbecues, you know. And he'd just be singing in the backyard, you know. So it was that really rubbed off on me. And that's when I got serious about being a musician. But it wasn't until then.
Yeah. So not just the musical family, but the chosen family that you kind of walked into in
exactly.
Austin.
Exactly. Yeah. But I must admit that, you know, my brothers were always such an inspiration because they were the coolest guys on the planet, you know. I never saw them in jeans. They always wore suits. They were like jazzers, you know. And they would play in Hollywood and show up in two convertible Cadillacs dressed to the nines with these beautiful women who look like Anne Margaret, you know, and it's like, you know, and that was kind of more
sets
inspiring than anything. Exactly. So that's really how we got into it. And the nuns were really just kind of fun, you know.
Yeah.
But when we played with the Sex Pistols at Winterland and then went and lived in the Chelsea Hotel in New York, that was 1978. That's when I hooked up with Judy Nylon, who had been in a band with Pat Paladin called Snatch in London. And Judy just kind of walked up to me and said, "You're going to be in my band," you know. And I said, "Okay," you know. And so I stayed in New York and played with Pat, with Judy. And she was amazing because she was kind of like on the periphery of that no wave scene, you know,
yeah.
DNA and Mofo and... James Chance, you know, and all those people, Lounge Lizards and all that kind of stuff. So that opened up a whole different world altogether. And then Rank and File happened, you know, there in New York, and we moved to Austin. But it was in Austin that I decided that I was going to take songwriting and music a lot more seriously than I had in the past.
Yeah, and started looking at it more as a craft.
I kind of brought in, like, to me, it was kind of like, songwriting is like filmmaking in a way, you know. You have characters, like when Chuck Prophet and I wrote the album Real Animal, we treated it like a storyboard, you know. We had like names and dates and people who did certain things and created it just like we were writing a screenplay, you know. So I still take that approach in writing, you know. I like the idea that, I think Bruce Springsteen said that songs can be like 3-minute movies, you know, something like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And it sounds like your open mind and your open ears have served you quite well over the years as you've gravitated to, you know, not hemmed in by any particular genre.
I never have. I've just had a vast record collection for one thing. And the influences from my family have, you know, they've just kind of seeped through in weird ways. You know, I've never played like Latin music. I've never played a cumbia, you know. It's never been
fun. It's not too late.
Well,
you could still make a cumbia album.
It's kind of funny because I kind of have a thing against cumbias, but you know. But yeah, you know, so I don't know. You know, we got booked once in San Jose at a salsa festival just because of my name. Right. And we opened up with "I Want to Be Your Dog" by the Stooges. You know? Did not go over well. You know, we never got asked back again. Let's put it that way.
I'm speaking with Alejandro Escovedo, an iconic musician, welcoming him back to Tucson tonight. He's playing the Hotel Congress Plaza this evening. It's a KXCI Presents show. It has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the microphone.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to one more song from your new album, and it is the track "Bury Me." And you have been revisiting material of yours from the past and reinterpreting it. I know that this song is definitely associated with a difficult period in your life. What can you tell us about this song historically and as you've re-inhabited it on the new album?
Well, like you mentioned, it came from a very, very heavy and dark period of time in my life where my wife had committed suicide. And the first album, Gravity, which this record is from, is just filled with, you know, it's a painful record, you know. And it's really kind of dealing with all of the things that one deals with when you've lost someone in that manner, and issues with guilt and remorse and just, you know, trying to find your way through this period of time, you know. And Bury Me really kind of like is a song that kind of talks about, you know, wanting to exchange places kind of with that person, you know, that you're on the edge and, you know, it's just, it's a hard place to be. And so when I first made this record, Gravity, with Stephen Bruton producing, you know, this was one of the songs that, and right as we were recording the song, we got a call from Rick Rubin and Johnny Cash were making those albums of solo records on, and they wanted Bury Me as a song, you know, to consider for the record. And it didn't make it, but I'm just so, you know, it's beautiful to think that maybe Johnny Cash sang it a few times.
Right.
You know,
it was in the real running for me.
Yeah. You know? So anyway, that's the song. And, you know, those first three albums were kind of came as a trilogy, and they're all about that process of healing, you know.
And how did it feel to come back to that?
How did it, you and, mean when
well,
I made...
Well, when you re-recorded it.
Because I wanted to... I really, you know, Gravity was such an important record for me, you know, because it gave me the idea that, which I hadn't had prior to that, that I wasn't just a guitar player in a band, you know, that I could be, say something, that I had something to say. And, you know, it's funny, when Gravity came out, I was still working at Waterloo Records, right? So I was selling my own record to people, you know. And
allow me to suggest a local artist named Alejandro
Escovedo. Gravity was record of the day, pick of the week, you know, over and over again. But yeah, and so, and the reviews were coming in on Gravity, and they were really strong, you know. So that's when I began to tour again, too, you know, because I, for a long time, I just kind of, I was at home with the orchestra. I had a band called the Alejandro Escovedo Orchestra, which was like 13 to 17 pieces on some nights, you know. So it was, I don't know, that record and that song are very important to me. Yeah.
Well, you are very important to us.
Well, thank you.
Will you come back sometime, please?
Anytime.
Please.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Mr. Alejandro Escovedo, live on KXCI's Home Stretch. He is on the Plaza tonight at Congress in a KXCI Presents show. This is Bury Me from his latest album, Echo Dancing.